everybody, indeed. Welcome to Metanord's mini-talk on Log Horizon for episode 18, Expeditionary Force. I'm J-Ro, joined by Foshizzle.
Hey, what's up?
So, Lanessia is on the recruitment trail, and she gets her big moment here in this episode as we talk about the princess in Akihabara. She's really amazed at everything she sees in Akihabara, and it's certainly different from the last time we saw it. It's a much more lively environment. There's a lot of fun going on, a lot of activity, a lot of stuff. It really seems like Akihabara has come around since the beginning of the series.
Yeah, I like that. And they even have a little idol performance. These people are singing and dancing. Mm-hmm. And there's food stalls everywhere. So it's almost like a carnival or festival every time in the streets, like you said. And it's the people have really come around since the beginning. Yeah. Being sad and depressed to mm-hmm. happy and excited.
Yep, fun times and crescent burgers aplenty. So they're getting Lanessia prepared for her big moment of asking the adventurers for their help. And they are working with the trader to come up with a proper costume for her to wear. And she sees these kids and they eat crescent burgers and she enjoys it and stuff, and then they showed a bit of the costume that she wears. Looks like a princess in armor. She's concerned about showing all of her lines.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. It was nice seeing that everyone sees her as everyone is taken back by her. Like, even when she's walking in down the street, everyone's kind of like, who's this person? Is it an event, a special character?
Mm-hmm.
I guess yeah. Someone like her, they don't see someone dressed in a full, like, you know, dress or anything like that.
Yeah.
Walking around, it's strange for them. Mm-hmm. It's kind of neat touch, I guess.
Yeah, neat to remind us that we're in a game. And then after some words by Shiro, Lanessia comes out, and you know, she seemed very nervous at first, and, you know, Krusty was there probably not exactly helping her, but she eventually works up the courage to ask them, and a really great scene with all the adventurers, you know, hitting their weapons on the ground and just in full support of her and wanting to help, and that was a really nice scene.
Yeah, I like the part where, you know, Shiro kind of is before he gives his part to his speech. And he says, we don't really help outsiders, or something mm-hmm. on the lines of that. Basically setting it up that, oh, this is going to be stupid. You guys are wasting your time listening to this. And basically gave her, like, a kind of a boost. And I like that. It was kind of neat. Mm-hmm. Maybe his villain glasses still.
Yeah. And it's also interesting in that moment when he was talking about the details of what could happen to Eastel. And everyone kind of knew, like, oh man, that would be really bad if they lost 30% of their force. And mm-hmm. then Lanessia saw that and kind of questioned, like, what is a noble and what is a serf? Seeing how knowledgeable and advanced these adventurers are in knowing what to do and being able to read maps, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. And like mm-hmm. you said, when they're hitting the weapons on the ground and approval of what she was saying, It was kind of cool. And like, I put a note down the bottom that the soundtrack during that moment, yeah, we've heard the song like a million times, but the way they used it this week was just really, really well done.
Has the full soundtrack not come out yet?
Not yet, no. Probably, I think, until it finishes, but yeah.
Yeah, it's a really good soundtrack, and I wish I could have it to actually put it in the podcast while people are listening, because there's some great music, like that scene. So the plan is to use the first launch of the prototype steam engine Osipit, which looks a lot like the Yamato from Space Battleship Yamato.
Yeah, and a little bit like Macross, and mm-hmm. this ship's kind of an iconic thing for, you know, Japan anime in general. Mm-hmm. I've seen it everywhere from like Strike Witches to this to, you know, everything. So it was pretty cool just seeing it in action. Like, you don't really see a ship that size in like any MMO that I've played anyway. Yeah. They're always like wooden ships, just like old school. But yeah, this mm-hmm. is pretty neat.
Yeah. And of course, Shiro and Krusty are handling different parts of the plan to go against all of these goblins. And Shiro will lead 1,200 adventurers, while Krusty will be leading the rest. And they planned out their raid forms is that he'll be leading 96 players in total and divided up into groups of 24, and they're going to give Lanessia an escort of about 12 soldiers to protect her. And then there was a moment where Krusty was talking to her, and he was going to say something of, great importance, but of course his, his main assistant comes in, says one little thing, and we're ready, and gotta go. I'll tell you later.
Yeah, I was going to say that was kind of funny. I mean, the scene before that, Lanessia is kind of beating herself up, saying that I feel bad for doing this. Mm-hmm. This is, I'm assuming she's thinking everyone's going to die, not realizing that they're not dying, they're losing their memories. I mean, if she knew that fact, she'd probably be even more upset. But
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was assuming he was going to just tell her something like, you're fine the way you are, I don't care about that stuff and all that.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Who knows? Maybe it's something else.
So about this raid form that they have, what do you think about that as a MMO player?
It's pretty crazy. I mean, I got a note here. The biggest one I've ever seen was like a 60-man raid back in their very first EverQuest. That was pretty big. And with World of Warcraft, they had 40-mans back in the day, which kind of the same setup, groups of 5 people in each group, and there's at least 20 groups. And it's kind of interesting seeing this, them, again, hitting towards that we're in a game still. I love that they don't let us forget that. It's pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the raid form in this, that's pretty massive.
You know, it's another thing to kind of build up how great of a player Krusty is when they mention that you have to have great skill to be able to lead this many people. And he had a great quote at the end of the episode, another kind of villain in glasses type moment. As for invading the goblin army, kill them all.
I like that. It reminded me of Inglourious Bastards when he's like, "I'm gonna kill some Nazis." I'm like, "Oh yeah, kill some goblins."
Yeah, this is one of those shows that uses the lead up to the ending theme really nice.
Uh huh.
And like that quote under that music is kind of interesting.
But, yeah, because the ending is very poppy, very happy, very mm-hmm. a positive song, and it's just like kill them all. It's like.
Yeah. But it still has this way of building up excitement for the next episode, which is cool.
Yeah.
So some fun with the NPCs. We see Sojiro getting all the ladies. No surprise there. He's got a whole crowd. The one girl whose name I forgot that was a former member of the debauchery tea party seems upset with the whole thing.
Yeah, but then he's like, let's all get along. And all three of them, even that guy that's with them, is just like, oh.
Yes.
But that was pretty funny.
Michitaka is left behind while Shiro and Krusty are setting up their plan for the raid, and he and Henrietta meet up with the king of the people of the land, and he talks about how the people don't like what Lanessia is doing with the round table, and they're trying to work out some details, but of course because Shiro's not there, Michitaka and Henrietta are going to trust Shiro to handle that part. But her father at least trusts her judgment and is somewhat giving his support.
Yeah, he's just like, well, she didn't take responsibility for this. I'm like, is he praising for what she did? Or is he saying, if she screws up, this is going to affect my family and the people of the land aren't going to be seen the same? And some, old school respect thing they're using. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It seemed like he was half and half. He supports her, but not fully yet right now.
And then he also rescinds an invitation to add the adventurers as a member of nobility, which I'm not exactly sure what the net gain would have been for the adventurers in that position.
Right. He's just like, well, I'm sorry I did that, but we still can, trade with each other. I'm like, I guess that's good enough. I mean, that is kind of what they wanted, some kind of peaceful thing, but, yeah.
Trying to figure out, the differences and the equality between those two sides.
Right, it's like, what do the people of the land have that the players need? It's like, the players, I honestly feel, wouldn't need much from these people, but it's just them trying to avoid a war they don't want to fight, I'm guessing.
Now for some extra quests. Lanessia's new clothes are pretty nice, and they were picked out, and Shiro is talking about, I need something flashy, something that's like less than level 4. It's kind of interesting, strategically, you could say, picking the clothes for Lanessia.
Yeah, it could have been a lot worse. It could have been just a bikini top and bikini bottom with like a helmet, and that's it. And that's all she was wearing. But yeah, they did make it a tasteful looking outfit. And she was kind of holding her hands in front of her skirt, 'cause, like it's really sharp. I was like, in the helmet, I was like, it's kind of goofy looking on her, but eh, it's fine.
We also should mention about the Team Midori and the others is that they all regroup and they've successfully saved Choshi, at least in defending the first wave of goblins. But now we'll have to see where those group of people go from there.
Yeah, we'll see where these two stories collide. You know, where Midori and all of them fight alongside Shiro and the other guys on the higher mobs, or are they still gonna be just taking care of the grunts and stuff? I'm still waiting to see the big raid, the big boss fight with like Krusty leading the fight and him in the front. Because episode 19 looks like it's gonna be all battle, all fighting. Because there's like some serious moments going on next time.
I was just thinking about how Marielle was hugging Midori, and it kind of just reminded me of Henrietta and Akatsuki, and I can't recall seeing Henrietta much recently until this episode. I think she
Right.
was in there when they were telecommunicating with each other for the round table.
Yep,
But
that and Akatsuki's kind of the sure right now, so she's probably like, oh my god, finally. I'm free of that woman.
But I'm sure Henrietta misses her Akatsuki. So, we're ready to fight now, Fosh.
Yes, finally.
Lanessia has recruited the troops, and it's time to fight.
Yes. Now we get to see who dies. Who's, is the memory thing gonna be brought back up? And is it gonna be severe? And Rudy, we still got that mystery with him. What is he? Is he gonna die? They have been hinting heavily. I mean, this really heavily on his death. I'm like, oh no.
Yeah, just another quick moment there of Isuzu being concerned for him.
Yeah, and with Amnesia giving her a guard, 12 guards, and like, I just hope she doesn't do anything stupid. Yeah, it's just like, don't do something you're gonna like regret or something. I don't know.
It's
It's
like
just
to us, it seems inevitable that there's gonna be something happen and
right.
she might try to do something
It's gonna be the
heroic.
I love you and then stab. Oh no. Before he can say anything to her.
The very worst that could happen is that Krusty could die trying to protect her.
Yeah, and you finally realize maybe 3 or 4 deaths is the maximum you can survive.
And then he would forget who his mom and dad are or
Yeah.
something, some other
Forget,
memory
yeah,
loss.
forget he's the leader of this guild. No, it's a lot of things they can do still.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing about how death works in this series is that the emotional attachment to the characters isn't that we lose them, but that they lose something in recovering or respawning.
Right. Yeah, he could have come back and just forget all Anesta, like who's this girl? And that'd be kind of sad what they built up so far.
That would be. We'll have to see if that happens or not.
Right.
We don't read a light novel, so we're not hinting or spoiling in any way.
Right.
So that's been our mini talk for episode 18. For Fosh, I'm Jero. We will see you next time.
See ya.